saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Good morning, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. It's time for Fun with Melly. We are going to have a great time. Yeah, there's a lot going on, and they are trying to get us distracted, and we're not. We're not going to be distracted. So if you guys are new here, I'm Melissa Red Pill. Make sure you hit the like button right now, you guys. My website is Melissa Red Pill. You can find me over on X on Melissa Red Pill. We look at the current events in the light of God's word. God told us this was going to happen, and it's really great news. So let's get started right now. So the first thing I want you guys to see is this. Just a little something fun to start with. Marco Rubio, he's got a lot of jobs. Check out all Marco Rubio's jobs. And the newest one today was President Trump said, yeah, it'd be great for Marco to be the president of Cuba. How many jobs would one man have? Oh, love it. I think they took it a little too far, though. A little, Miss Universe, that's a little too far. The Pope. I love it. Love it. Good job, Marco. He's doing a great job as Secretary of State. And I'll tell you one thing. Yeah, they're like, he can't get another job. He's too busy. Now, I want you guys to see. I don't even know what that is. Anyway, so yeah, I wanted you guys to see that. It's he is doing an amazing job as our Secretary of State. And it looks like Cuba might be the next to fall, or Iran. We will see. So what they're trying to get us focused on is this, you know, this what's going on in Minnesota, and these people, you know, who are out there acting crazy. Whenever there's something on the news 24/7, you know that is just what they want you to focus your attention on. And so we want to make sure that we see what's really going on, what President Trump is doing, and he is stopping the cabal in their tracks in multiple ways, in the ways that they have had incredible power. Now, in the past, they basically used America as their military power. But guess who is the commander-in-chief? Our wonderful President Trump. And some people are freaking out because they say, you know what? He is taking over. He's just going over by force to take over Venezuela. What they don't understand is the bigger picture. And there's some really smart people who understand a lot about silver or whatever topic, but they don't understand the big picture of what this just gigantic chess match that's going on to end the New World Order beast of Revelation. This is what is happening. This is not, as we were told so many years ago on the board, this is not just a four-year election. This is not just, just a regular political theater going on. This is the takedown of, you know, Q didn't say this, but basically this is the takedown of the beast of Revelation, the literal Antichrist, those who are antithetical to Christ, those people who worship demons and who rule the world with demonic power. It's the takedown of that, and that's what we're seeing now. I love our president. What's his name? Peter Ducey. I mentioned this yesterday on the show, and I didn't have the clip for you, but I have it for you today. President Trump was asked by Peter Ducey about this clip. Let me start it over so you can hear what he has to say. Check this out. He's like, "I'm never happy." You know, and he really is happy, but he's not going to be happy. And none of us are going to be happy until this horrible criminal cabal is destroyed. So check out what President Trump says.
Trump, but I'm having a hard time seeing here. I see the American flag lapel pin. What is the other lapel pin? On
Somebody gave me this. You know what that is? That's called a happy Trump. And considering the fact that I'm never happy, I'm never satisfied. I will never be satisfied until we make America great again, but we're getting pretty close.
Trump, but
I love that. Of all the videos, I think that just might be my favorite one, because did you see the look on his face? And we're getting pretty close. I love that. I needed to hear that. I really believe that that is the case. I believe that we are in this end game right now. So check this out. Check out his face.
I'll be satisfied until we make America great again, but we're getting pretty close.
We're getting pretty close. I love it. I love it. And I also, I don't even know, think I've posted it yet on the on X, but this morning he had a picture. Did you guys see the post that I did of President Trump standing on the top of his, of the White House? And so he was looking at, you know, ostensibly the whole reason he was up there standing on the roof was to look at what it's going to take to build this ballroom. And so, which we do need a huge place for people to come. You know, we just have this one small room that's ridiculous. We need a ballroom, and who better to make a ballroom than our wonderful president? I've been to Mar-a-Lago, these two, not just one gigantic ballroom, two gigantic ballrooms, and they keep them busy all the time. Anyway, so, but President Trump is standing on the top and looking down, and so people were wondering, why is he sending a picture of that? And I think, and you guys tell me what you think in the comments, in the chat, I think it's a picture of him looking down into the abyss, because he will have thrown these people out of our country, out of this world. Basically, these people are going to judgment. Seriously, this is what's happening. And I'm going to tell you about the bankers here in a minute. It's very, very exciting. So, you know, they will never let you know that how close we are to their demise. They want us to focus on how to destroy Trump. They want us to focus on, you know, he's a dictator, and he's out of control, and he's trying to take over other countries, and he's all these things. But the truth is, we're going to end their rule over us. There's no two ways about it. And I'm just very, very, very thankful that we can see through all that they are trying to do. Now, the next one is, it's not on that page. Okay, let's try this one. Okay, so did you guys see this? Hopefully I have the video of this guy explaining. Yes, this guy, I'm going to let you listen to him, because he is explaining what happened when when the military went into Venezuela. Okay, so, you know, to be honest, I don't keep up with all the latest, greatest technology on the military. And the honest truth is, I don't think that I would even be able to find out some of the things some of the weapons that they might have. And so, you know, we're sitting here thinking of regular warfare, and maybe, you know, faster, better, or whatever. This guy explains what happened in Venezuela when the military went in, where there were like 20 men, 20 U.S. Military men, and they took out hundreds. And he said that they all started bleeding from the nose, vomiting blood. There was some type of EMP or something that they don't know what it was, but they don't ever want to mess with the U.S. military again. They were completely taken out and incapacitated. And so that word has gotten out to all these other countries, especially in Latin America, where these thugs have run the countries, and they don't want to have anything to do with it. I want you to hear what he has to say. The other quick thing I want to say before I start this video is, he says that he has explained, and he posted this morning, and I shared it over on the social media. If you're not familiar with the social media, go to melissaredpill.com. Hang on, let me just pull this up real quick. For those of you who are new, go to melissaredpill.com, and you'll see all of our social media is right here, and you'll make sure to find The Real Melly, whether it's on True Social, Whether it's on Telegram, X, Getter. Those are the four ones that basically we're keeping up with because I was kicked off of TikTok and the other ones, it's just too hard to keep up with everything. But anyway, so he was saying that Cuba has been sending over their military people, their thugs, to keep control over Venezuela. And so they, in return, got all this oil. Well, now they aren't getting any oil from to be their financial boondoggle, you know, the way that to keep them going financially, and so they're about to crater. So that's why I was saying before that, you know, about Marco Rubio being the president of Cuba. Anyway, so that's very, very exciting. Okay, so it's like a handful of troops, like barely eight, deploying what he estimated were just 20 U.S. troops into the area, eight helicopters. Deploying 20 U.S. troops into the area. But those few men, he said, came armed with something far more powerful than guns. They were technologically very advanced, the guard recalled. They didn't look anything like what we fought against before. Okay, let me go. Yeah, they're vomiting blood and completely just incapacitated. They were not able to fight back. Suddenly, I felt like my head was exploding from the inside. Okay, so let me listen to this guy.
Chucky Maduro has spoken, and you got to hear what he's said. It's in Spanish, but I'll translate. Also, Trump announced that, you know, the cartels, they're going after him in Mexico. The whole vibe of Latin America has changed because of what happened in Venezuela. And now that we're getting firsthand accounts from people that were there, the soldier says they didn't hear him coming. He says the Americans had technology superior to anything they've ever seen. Everything that they were using for radar, for anything, was completely taken offline. They had drones, and the drones were taking out bases and taking out things faster. They didn't have no technology. They've never had to fight against drones. He also talks about that there was only eight helicopters. There was only 20 men that were sent in, and those 20 men killed hundreds of their men, and none of those soldiers were injured. He talks about it felt like they were firing 300 rounds a minute. Nothing they've ever seen, nothing that they can compete with. And then he also talks to the fact that the Americans had some kind of sonic shock boom that was sent out. And everybody immediately started bleeding profusely out of their nose. They couldn't even gather themselves because whatever was sent at them made them fall to their knees and vomit blood out of their mouth and out of their noses. They were incapacitated immediately. He says he never wants to fear, never wants to go through that again. He doesn't want to have to fight with the Americans again. He's sending warnings to everybody out there that you think you can fight the Americans. You don't even know what their weaponry is like and what they're capable of. 20 men took out hundreds, and that's starting to spread all through Latin America. And now they're not saying, if you want me, come and get me anymore. They're like, oh, shit. Especially after Trump says, hey, Mexico, you're on those lists too.
Right. Okay, so I wanted you to see this. Have you heard anything about this on the news? Zero. But zero of our men were hurt. Zero. Amazing. And they have not said one word. I haven't heard one word. Not that I'm always watching the mainstream media, but that's huge. And so this is the bringing down of the criminal cartel that has run Latin America, whether it's in Mexico or Colombia. Remember how the Colombian president just called President Trump? He was like, hey, you know what I said the other day? I was just a kid. I was just joking. I was just joking. I'm not, you know, I just want to work something out with you, right? So that same thing with Cuba, all that going on. And again, we've already talked about, and if you haven't seen this video, let me pull it up super quick. I should have had this up also. But over on my Rumble account, I just did this video right here, the Golden Age timeline. And also, we've been talking about various things that are happening. You know, they are not, you know, bottom line, everything that they have attempted to do is being stopped. It's all being stopped. And we're on this timeline that ever since Christmas Day, and the destruction of basically what the first thing that happened was this, the silver, the bankers are out of silver. They're out of money. They're really, I'm going to talk about that here a little bit more with the latest on that, but it's over for them. And this is the moment we've been waiting for after the Battle of Armageddon is over. It's where you bring them down. The whole house of cards comes down. So you've got the Venezuela, you've got all through Latin America, and also we're going to talk about Iran, and we're going to talk about the silver. And they are not going to tell you this on the mainstream media about how they're being brought down, their power structure. How are they brought down? Through their inability to respond to our military, and also their financial system is defunct. Bankrupt, very, very exciting, just like the Lord said would happen. All right, so now, okay, you got to see this though. This was something. It was on Fox News. I don't know how many other channels it was on, but this woman right here admits to Laura Ingraham that she is being paid at that very moment. All right, so I want you to see this too, bringing them down because we're exposing that these people are being paid by our tax dollars through these Soros organizations. So it's huge. So check out what Laura Ingraham asked this girl. If it's going to cooperate with me. Come on, I'll just refresh it.
Do you have a job? Do you have a job? Do you have a job? Do you have a job?
I'm getting paid right now. I'm getting paid right now. She's being paid for doing all this, and this is what has to be shared with people. I put this out there on the social media. I'll pop this link. It's very important that people understand this. Pay protesters. They admit this. The girl is not that smart. Not that smart, clearly. And so that's huge for people to understand that they're being paid to protest. Good job, Laura Ingraham. And she knows she caught her right there exposing their crime. And so now I want you to see what Scott Bessent had to say. He is, I don't know why all my stuff's got to refresh. Anyway, he says he's coming for Soros. He didn't say the word Soros, but he's looking into how this money system works and how they're getting paid. So check this out.
And we intend to follow it as much as we can. We follow the money, and we intend to follow it as much as we can, prosecute the individuals, no matter where they are, whether they are in the Minnesota government or they are sitting in East Africa. We will find them.
Love that. That is another gigantic move. We've been waiting for years saying, okay, please go after Soros. Go after the people who are paying for all these riots and all the BLM and all these marchers and the protesters about Ukraine and all this to fight against President Trump. And finally, Bessent says, we're going after them. And so that is gigantic. And it's really important for us to share this information. I just shared the link over in the chat, and I know, Songbird, you'll go grab it and pop it into the comments, because that's so important for us to share that information so people understand what they're, you know, again, they're using our tax dollars. It's so horrible. It's mind-boggling. But they're using our tax dollars to pay for these protesters to try to stop them from getting these criminals out of our country. And these people are so brainwashed. And really, the honest truth is, I don't even think they're so brainwashed as much as they are just, they will just do whatever they're told from the money. There's, you know, I guess they're desperate for the money, and they'll take the money and they'll protest whatever topic. It just does not matter to them. And so that's really, really great. And I'm sure most of them have been brainwashed into thinking that they should hate Trump. All right, so that is another huge thing you're not going to hear about on the mainstream media, that President Trump and Scott Bessent, our Secretary of Treasury, are going after Soros and whoever is funding all of this. So that is really, really great. Okay, I wanted to show you something else. I've had Q for a long time, and I don't know if you are familiar with Q streaming. But if you've tried it before or if you haven't tried it before, I think it's a great opportunity to try it and just to see. You don't have a long-term contract, but they now have DVR. And the other thing is they've been attacked so mercilessly, just like Mike Lindell. And that's why I always want to support all these true patriots who are out here on the front lines and trying to get the truth out. And so, and of course, mypillow.com, use the promo code Melly and always support him as much as you can when you need household items. Q Broadcast, I'm going to pop the link in here for you on this. They now have the DVR. And so everybody's always like, well, do you have DVR so I can record something if I'm gone? So they do have that now. And also, they have been under attack big time, but they finally come through the other side, and they're everything is working terrific. It's amazing, and I'm very, very proud of them that they did not give up, that they kept trying, and now they have every game, every league, all this big entertainment. So I wanted you to see that. So I'm going to pop this in here. I'm just going to Patriot TV. And I really appreciate, everybody who's a true patriot, I want to support, even if maybe it's a little bit, not as easy or whatever, I have to jump through some hoops. I don't care, because I want to support all these true patriots. So they're wonderful. I'm so glad to have them. And you can also get more information at freedomforce.live/QCUE. So anyway, I love that company. They're doing a great job. All right, so I have this one also. Okay, this is what's going on in Iran. And again, it's kind of like this blackout. You really don't hear really hardly anything on the mainstream media about what's going on in Iran. Now, we already saw, I want you to connect this. This is huge. This moment in time is huge, because in, all these years, in Venezuela, it's been like 25 years, something like that. And they have just been under this brutal regime. All their resources have been taken from them. One third of the people have had to move out of Venezuela. If you've had the people who've lived there have suffered unbelievably. They've been thrown in prison for little of nothing. They've been just about starved. I mean, they've lost everything. It's just been awful. It's just been awful. So now, in the very same week or two that brutal regime was removed, and President Trump said that the officials are working with them, maybe because they know that they cannot compete, they cannot go up against the U.S. military, like that guy was just saying. But on that very same, very short time period, what else is happening is this happening in Iran. And so the people are all out in the streets, and you're not going to hear about it. I'm going to read this to you from Pahlavi. If you remember the Shah of Iran years and years ago, this is his son. Okay, so I want you to see a picture, though, of them out in the streets. Come on, little laptop. Let me see if it's going to cooperate with me. Yeah, so this... it's a huge deal. It's a huge deal going on. And there were some reports that he had left, and I don't think that is truly the case, that the Ayatollah Khomeini had left, but I don't really think that's the case yet. But President Trump posted, he said, America is ready to help if they need some help. All right, so I want you to see what's going on. They did a blackout of their internet, but they're still able to get these videos out. And why is that? Because of Starlink. And I'm just so thankful for Elon Musk, because he's done an amazing job to make sure that these countries who are, fighting for their freedom, that they would have the ability to get the truth out. In the past, they would just do a blackout and then no one would know. Now, there are people who've been arrested and killed. They said that the hospitals are overflowing and it's just awful. It's awful. And President Trump said if they do that, that they will pay dearly, that the regime will pay dearly. So, it's a very difficult moment in time. Let's just be in prayer for them, because they want... My dear friend who's from Iran says they want to have their own country. They do not want to have, be run by America. And unfortunately, in the past, that's what's happened. They were run by the Bushes and all of this. And so they want their own country, their own freedom. And so, yeah, it's a difficult thing, but in my opinion, they should say, President Trump, come in here and help them. So this is basically what Pahlavi said. Mr. President, and I think it's, if I play the video, I think it's in Persian, so you wouldn't be able to understand it. So I'll read it to you. Mr. President, this is an urgent and immediate call for your attention, support, and action. Last night, you saw the millions of brave Iranians in the streets facing down live bullets. Can you imagine? Today, they are facing not just bullets, but a total communications blackout. No internet, no landlines. Now, of course, as I was saying before, they do have access to Starlink. But the government has shut down the internet. That's what, of course, you know that no good will happen if they do that. Khamenei, fearing the end of his criminal regime at the hands of the people and with the help of your powerful promise to support the protesters, has threatened the people on the streets with a brutal crackdown. He wants to use this blackout to murder these young heroes. I have called the people to the streets to fight for their freedom and to overwhelm the security forces with sheer numbers. Last night, they did that. Your threat to this criminal regime has also kept the regime's thugs at bay. And seriously, with President Trump posting just the littlest post on Truth, saying that they will pay dearly if they kill the protesters, that is enough to strike fear into them. Thank God for President Trump. He is unbelievable. This is 47 years. 47 years. The people won't be on the streets again in an hour. I'm asking you to help. You've proven, and I know you're a man of peace and a man of your word. Please be prepared to intervene to help the people of Iran. So the question is what to do? And so the thing is, President Trump says he's willing to help. Okay, so we'll have to watch and see exactly what they do and what ends up happening. So here's President Trump talking about it. Check this out.
Islamic Republic, Mark Dubovitz, this is a quote. If President Trump brings down the Islamic Republic of Iran, he will cement his place as the greatest foreign policy president since Ronald Reagan. I think it would actually...
I thought I already did that.
I was just about to add, with Midnight Hammer, you did that.
How much more can I do? You know, we just had Venezuela. We just had Midnight Hammer.
Yeah.
We settled 8 wars.
8 and a quarter.
But I'm willing to accept that. Yeah. You know, I'm willing to accept.
What about Iran? Is the aim with Iran the collapse of that awful 47-year tyranny?
Well, I don't want to say it, but I will tell you they're not doing well, as you know, probably better than anybody. They're doing very poorly. And I have let them know that if they start killing people, which they tend to do during their riots, they have lots of riots, if they do it, we're going to hit them very hard.
Now, dozens have been killed. I know you don't do red lines, but have you communicated to them what that limit of your patience is?
Well, some have been killed by, you know, problems of crowd control and other things. We're watching it very closely. The crowds are so large, there's been a stampede. There's been 3 stampedes, and people have been killed in that, and I'm not sure I can necessarily hold somebody responsible for that. But they know, and they've been told very strongly, even more strongly than I'm speaking to you right now, that if they do that, they're going to have to pay hell.
Do you have...
There you go. Thank you, President Trump. Thank you, President Trump. So every day that goes by, let's just watch and see. But my point here is that we've been waiting for this for years and years and years, and now both Venezuela and Iran being brought down in the same 2-week span, this is go time. This is what I've read to you many times in Revelation 19, where it says, come eat the flesh of kings. It's such a strange way to say it, but come bring down the cabal, in other words. Come pull down and charge into the battle and let's bring them down. That's where we are on this timeline. This is, and really, what is spurring people, all these things to action? Well, you know, the Spirit of the Lord. This is the Great Awakening. Everyone's awakening and moving in, as one to pull this horrible criminal cabal down, and we are part of it. Every time you share this information, wherever you share it, Facebook or whatever, I don't think anyone's getting in trouble for sharing any of this Iran information. Share it, and so people understand why, you know, what's going on in Iran and why they are just they're just the prices every day doubles. It just every day you wake up and the eggs are twice as much as they were the day before. It's really the people can't continue like this. It's really they're fighting for their lives at this point. All right, so now the other thing. Let's see what was the next one I wanted to show you. That was not it. All right, the next thing. President Trump just posted this again. How do you bring down this criminal cabal? How do you bring down their system? Is by the money. You bring down their financial system. And so President Trump just said, effective January 20th, coming up here in 2 weeks, week and a half, that he'll put a cap on credit card usury to 10% maximum. I don't even know what the credit cards are right now. 24%, some ridiculous, ridiculous usury. He's putting a cap on the interest. That's huge. That's huge. This is taking a bite out of their financial empire. Everything that he is doing, when he's putting on these tariffs, when he's cutting out the middleman, the cabal is no longer able to make money on all of our transactions. He's shutting down the SWIFT system. They're not making money on the international trade. They're not making money we're going directly to whatever other country, and we're doing a deal directly with them, and the middleman, the cabal, is being cut out. I mean, this is destroying their evil empire. They've always called it free trade. What they meant by free trade was where all the transactions would go through them, and that they would take their cut, and they would have someone work like the people of China and slave wages, and then sell it into America, and then they would take all the profit. And that is over. And it's not really because of his money. Yes, they're greedy, no doubt. But they didn't need any more money. They just wanted to keep us down. And this is what President Trump is doing. And also for the now the credit cards as of this this month. So the thing is he doing it for the people? Yes. Is he doing it to bring down the cabal? Yes. Be informed that we will no longer let the American public be ripped off by credit card companies that are charging interest rates of 20 to 30% and even more, which festered unimpeded during the sleepy Joe Biden administration. Affordability, effective January 20th, 2026, I, as President of the United States, am calling for a one-year cap on credit card interest rates of 10%. Coincidentally, the January 20th date will coincide with the one-year anniversary of the historic and very successful Trump administration. Now, he's saying it's for 1 year. I'm telling you, after 1 year, there won't be interest charged at all. So, at some point, there won't be any more interest. And there won't even be any more debt. Let me see if I have that picture of that. Yeah, I have a picture of the, I was going to show you this too. This is another thing that you'll never hear about on the mainstream media. Let me see if I can find this one. Here's this one. This, I really like this, the debt clock. I think this is one of the secret images on there. Right now, what's happening is with the silver being brought, being the price going up and up and up, it is destroying the bankers. And the thing is, it's not our debt. It's not the U.S. debt. It's not the debt of all the countries. It's the debt of the bankers. They do not have the money to pay the margin between $30 silver or whatever it was when they first, they marked it, and $80 silver. They do not have that because they have, I'm going to let you listen to this guy, this huge amount of silver that they have just had just as paper for speculation. And they know it's game over. It's game over. And so we will be debt free. Every country will be debt free. We've looked at this on the board. Gold will destroy the Fed. How is that going to happen? It's because they have speculated. They've done this fake paper money. They've sold it 350 times to 1 ounce of silver, real silver that they have, and they're belly up. They're bankrupt. And our U.S. national debt will be zero. So if people are trying to get you worried, all upset, oh, we're in $38 trillion of debt, it will be wiped out. It will be wiped out because the bankers will be, they can't cover their debt. It's over. It's over. They are going to be completely bankrupt. We won't have to owe them because they will owe us. And the honest truth is they do owe us because of, I've heard it's like $100 trillion that they have stolen in fake speculative silver and gold and whatever it is, that the whole house of cards, their whole fakey, shaky money system is coming to an end. It's gigantic. And so how they've put us in debt, it's over. It's very exciting. This is what the Bible says was going to happen. All right, I want you to watch this one. I just posted this one right here. This guy, he's talking about what's happening. He's talking about what's happening in March. And so, again, you're never going to hear this on the mainstream media. But this showdown, he's saying, is in March of this year. And it's when it hits the breaking point. And so he says, he's explaining, you know, why January is normally a quiet month, but they've had a lot of trading, and then a lot of the banks are due to pay up their silver in March, and they know that the day is approaching that they have to pay up, and they don't have it, and they won't have it. Are you going to come up with trillions of dollars? So check this out.
They are the world's biggest commodity buyer. While they're printing trillions to buy assets, the Western banks are reportedly sitting on massive silver short positions. And we're talking about 4.4 billion ounces short, Clive. That is a phenomenal number. With global mine supply every year at 800 million ounces, that means these banks are shorting about 550% of the world's annual silver production. 1 year's worth of production. So that's just a train wreck waiting to happen. But this January, it's not behaved like that at all. I think it was the first 72 hours of the month, we had thousands of contracts that were standing for delivery. So that's about, I think the number was 23.5 million ounces, all demanded in the first 3 days of the month, when people naturally expect it to be quiet. So someone, somewhere, wants their metal. But January has not given them this buffer. So that is going to lead to huge delivery problems in March. It is a fractional reserve system that's meant to be settled financially, not physically.
I want to stop real quick. So it's, you know, normally during the holidays there are no transactions going on. So they have a little bit of a buffer because no one is going to put in an order to say deliver to me my silver, but they did, and so March will be the delivery date that is coming up, and so it's a fractional reserve system, which what he means by that is that they've done a speculation. They've bet that silver was not going to go up, and they bet wrong, right? It's just like if you go to Vegas and you put all this money on black and it goes red, then you lose. And they are losing huge. As he was saying, the numbers are just astronomical, like a year's worth of silver production that they have and that they owe. And also at these inflated prices, at the $80, and the global market is happy to pay it. Well, if you say okay, the speculation is 80, if they don't have the silver, they've got to pony up the cash, and it's in the trillions of dollars. It's in the trillions of dollars. So it's and coming due in March. Now March, as we've talked about, and I was showing you on my most recent videos that I've done here. Right here, we've been talking about all this for a while. That is happening as of, let me see if I can go back and find him again. That's happening as of March. Purim is happening March 3rd. And it's, you know, I don't know what's going to happen on that, but bottom line, we will be debt free and they will be left penniless and helpless, just like God's word says. They will be left with nothing. They've bet badly. Silver went up from $30 to $80. They have all this silver short position and they cannot make up the money and they're defunct. Very, very, very exciting. So check this out.
The system, again, as you well know, Clive, it assumes that only a very, very small percentage are actually going to demand delivery, maybe 10%. What happens if that goes up to 20% or even 50%? Well, the exchange is going to face two choices here. It's not just a case of running out of toilet roll there, Clive. It's they're going to have to go into the open market and they're going to have to buy the silver that they need for delivery. And if they've got to source tens of millions of ounces instantaneously, the price is just going to gap up and shoot up immediately. Option two is, okay, we'll admit failure. Declare a force majeure and offer a cash settlement.
Okay, did you see that? I want you to see that word here. So you might be hearing more about that, and I want you to be familiar with that word. Force majeure. Force majeure. You see that force majeure right there. That's basically that, like, okay, we don't have the silver. We'll have to pay you off in cash, okay? And so that's what likely is going to happen. But that means game over because they don't have the money. They don't have that kind of money, trillions and trillions of dollars.
A force majeure and offer a cash settlement. And basically, Clive, they're going to turn around and say, look, we can't deliver the silver you want, so here's the money instead. There you go. Just take that.
But they don't have it. This is the thing. They do not have it, and they won't have it. And I would not want to have any paper silver. If I were you, I wouldn't want to have 1 ounce of paper silver. I only want real silver, not their promises of coming up with silver or coming up with cash, because it's going to be over. So very good. Now, the other thing that President Trump did is, again, they have always used all these control mechanisms by all these organizations. There are 66 organizations that President Trump just told bye-bye. 66. I'm gonna show you the video of a listing of all of them. I mean, just look at this list. Carbon Free Energy Compact, Colombo Plan Council, Commission of Environmental Cooperation. I mean, on and on and on and on it goes. And these are all globalist, elite, cabal organizations that have been used to control all of the things that America does and what we spend our money on and the decisions that we make and who wins and who's the loser and all this. And we're out. We're saying, adios, we're done. We're not going to let you control America anymore by all these different organizations. So that is another way that it's every day he is pulling down their power over us, their military power over us, their financial power over us, their legal power over us. The whole thing is going down. And remember, you know, it said on the board, it cannot go slow. Every day, it's going to be like this every day until this whole house of cards comes crashing down. Very, very exciting. I want you to see that. Okay, now, don't forget, President Trump has posted, and I think I have the other one too. No, I don't have the other one. But President Trump posted Patriots in Control, and he also posted Trust the Plan, and he also posted Hold the Line. Those are all from the 17 board. That is not a coincidence, and they all look the same. Now, I will show you on this one. It says, hold the line, President Trump has an umbrella, like he's getting ready for a storm. So the storm he's getting ready for is on them. And it will probably shock a lot of people. And it is possible that when the banks go belly up, coming up, like as the video I showed you at the very beginning, he says, we're getting close. it could be that in March that people go to the bank and they can't get their money. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just warning you that I would definitely have cash on hand for myself in case that happens. It would not shock me based upon what we know about the silver. Okay? So I would not want to count on a debit card. I would not want to count on any of this. I would want to count on having the funds that I need, okay, just to cover, you know, potentially 10 days, something like that, okay? And especially it'll be something to wake up the people, to go, okay, because it just can't, in my opinion, it can't just be where, oh, well, this President Trump flipped a switch and now we're on a different, you know, we've had the reset and no one even recognizes. Something has to happen to let people know what's going on. So we'll see. We'll see how it all goes. Bottom line, we're going to be set free. It's like us going across the Red Sea and we're going to get to the other side. And the criminal cabal will be crashed and crushed under the Red Sea. Right? If you're not familiar with that story, I'm sure you are, but I go into all these Bible stories about this is all happening. All the Bible stories we've always heard are all, this is from this book, this is biblical, 17 Bible stories. They're all a roadmap for us so that we know what is happening. We are the Gideon army. This is just like with Samson bringing down the temple, the corrupt temple on top of the cabal. Of the evil cabal. It's just like Yael, I don't know if you're familiar with that story, amazing, or Balaam. All these Bible stories are happening before our very eyes. So definitely check into that if you want to and learn more about that. And it keeps me so filled with hope and confidence that this is what the Lord put all these things there for us for, if we just have the eyes to see it. And that's what I try to do, is help you to see these things that maybe you've never even considered before, especially on other channels. Here's the link right here. I'll post this over in the comments if you haven't seen that, gotten some of the books. They're only $2.99 over on Amazon. So also this one, Major Clues from Minor Prophets. Those are the ones that talk about how we're bringing down the cabal with looting the silver and plundering the gold. This was told to us by the prophets, and we just didn't. We didn't know. We didn't see it until it was the Great Awakening. So I'll pop that in here. And also you can get, if you're not familiar, over on melissaredpill.com, you can get the audiobook. If that makes it easier for you to listen to it, you know, when you're on your commute or whatever, and you can listen to my voice. And my voice is better when I was recording this. I really want to record the Golden Age, but I still am working on getting my voice 100% back. All right. So here is, like I said, the Golden Age is about where we're headed. A beautiful day. I just, like I said, did a video yesterday talking about the beautiful days that we are headed toward. I think that's it. Those are the things that I want you to see, because you will not see these things on the mainstream media. That's why we're here together. We're here together to learn about all this. All right, so let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you and we thank you that you are rescuing us from our enemies and that you alone could do such a thing as this. We didn't even know what to do or how to fight, but we're just so thankful that you do know how, and that there will be brought down. Only you could work out a plan like this, that they would make such foolish decisions on paper silver and paper gold and now lose everything. Thank you, Lord, that we will be free and we will skip like little calves out of the stall and they will be gone. Like President Trump was looking down toward them like in the abyss, that they're gone and that they will no longer harm humanity. We pray for the people of Iran, Lord, please protect them, surround them with your angels, guide them on what to do so that they can be set free. Lord, just We don't know what to do exactly, but we trust President Trump. We trust the plan. We trust that they will be set free soon, and just give them the courage that they need till they get across this Red Sea. Thank you for all that's happening in Venezuela. We thank you for our wonderful military and whatever they have that they use to stop these bad guys, and it's going to set all of Latin America free. Thank you so much, Lord. that we are witnessing with our very eyes the destruction of our enemies, and that, as you said in your word, we will look for them and we won't be able to find them. Cannot wait. Thank you for the Freedom Force Battalion. I pray you'd bless them, guide them, protect them, strengthen them, protect their health, Lord. Protect us all from all the onslaughts of the enemy, all the tricks and traps that they have set out for us. Lord, we will escape like the bird out from the fowler, just free, free at last. I ask that you would bless them, and also that we would work together to help people understand the truth about how this is biblical. Help everyone to see that, because I see a lot of fear still from people, and they're saying, oh, we need to hurry and escape and a rapture and get out of this earth. Help us to share the truth wherever we can so people can understand the wonderful truth that this is the end times for the criminal cabal, the Antichrist, and it's 1,000 years of peace for us. What a day, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for speaking to our hearts and helping us to understand what's going on. I just ask your blessing on everyone who's listening. Use us in a mighty way to help save the world from these evildoers. We pray all this in your wonderful name, Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. I'm so glad we were here together today. As always, don't forget to check out also the health page. If you're not familiar with that, definitely check into my health links. Tons of great ways that you can protect yourself. The two things that I really encourage you guys to do is to detox and to get micronutrients. Get all the nutrients to protect your body. Get your probiotics so that you're protecting your body from all of the onslaught of that they have done against our bodies, okay? So definitely check into all these things. You're going to love them. There's, when you click on each one, there's a video to show you, you know, how, you know, what is the importance of each of these things for your health. And I guess that's it. I love you guys. Here's I'm popping the link in, and I will play one more quick thing, and we're out of here. I love you guys, and I will talk to you Tuesday, 6 p.m. Central. Love you guys, and I'll talk to you later.
The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.